Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
That's good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, this is my first, this is my
Right. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for a loved one or for yourself?
Myself.
And when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed, I will recall, I would say approximately around October 4th, 2021.
October 1st, 2021.
No, October 8th, sorry, 2021.
Oh, 8th, 2021. And then, do you know the specific subtype? Was it a B cell or a T cell lymphoma?
I would say it was a B cell lymphoma.
Okay, the diffuse large B cell lymphoma.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
Was 25 years old when I was diagnosed.
Wow. And for the Roundup, were you spraying it at home or was it for work or both?
I was spraying out home in my backyard.
Home. Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No, just only me.
Okay. And can I get that home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
14055 Ruby Lane.
And what city was that in?
Ordina, California. 90247.
Okay. Was it 14055?
Ruby Lane.
Okay, thank you. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
Oh, so I sprayed it for 6 years, approximately.
6 years. Do you remember what year you first started spraying?
2021. No. The first year I started spraying was around, I'll say approximately around 2015, January 2015.
2015. And when did you stop? What year was that?
Stopped August 2021.
Right. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
No.
No,
No,
you
like
haven't.
I've sprayed more than 10 years or more. I sprayed it for like the longest is 6 years. That's what I'm saying, 6 years.
Okay, so you would say at least 10 days or more throughout your lifetime?
Yeah.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
All right, and then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you. Right. Organ transplant or HIV/AIDS,
No.
autoimmune disease or hepatitis B, hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr,
No.
diabetes, arthritis, or lupus,
No.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
All right. And can you spell your first and last name for me?
Obechuaw. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What was your first name?
Obechuaw.
Okay, that's Obechuaw.
Yeah.
Right, and your last name?
Oha, O-H-A.
Thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me?
My gender is I'm a male.
Thank you. Are you married?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
December 2nd, 1996.
December 2nd, 1996?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your social?
619-715-059.
Right. And then how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I heard about it through TV commercial.
And was that this year that you saw that commercial, or was it last year?
Call from unavailable.
I think it was last year.
Call from unavailable.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
Weight is 209 right now. I'm 5'9".
And then this is your main cell phone number, the 661-934-0528?
Yes.
Right. And what is your email address?
tobyoha@yahoo.com.
All right. And then what is your spouse's name? Hello?
You hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What was your spouse's name?
Anolua.
Can you spell that for me?
It's Anuolowa.
Right. And your spouse.
Yeah.
And then your spouse's phone number?
Oh, she's not in the United States.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how many times per month would you say you were using Roundup?
I'll say 2 or 3 times a month.
And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay, and then you said you started spraying in 2015 and you stopped around August of 2021?
Yes.
Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
I just wore gloves, but the gloves wasn't much effective.
Okay, and then were you spraying the Roundup in California, or what state was it in?
California.
And if you had to estimate the number of times you sprayed Roundup throughout your lifetime, what would you say? It could be over 20, over 30.
Oh, like over 30. Estimating over 30.
Okay. And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
Was premix.
Okay. Where were you purchasing that from?
I would say it was both, because I bought whichever one, like, those. That was like, for me, I switched up often, so I didn't use the same one often. So I used both mix and concentrated. And the ones I was buying for them was like in Home Depot, by 1740 West 182nd Street, Gardena.
Okay. And do you have any receipts or empty bottles, anything like that?
Oh, no, I have no receipt.
Okay, and have you ever smoked or do you smoke?
No, I don't smoke.
Are you currently employed?
Right now, no, I'm just unemployed.
And have you
lost... Yes, I'm employed. I'm employed, but I'm not, like, working... I have a job and also... self-employed as well.
Okay, so job title. Your current job title? You said self-employed?
All right. Yeah, so I have a job. I work at a mechanic. I work for, it's like a fixing tires and cars.
Okay. All right. And then what is the name of your current employer?
Name is Stillman Auto.
I'm sorry?
Stillman Auto.
Okay. And then do you have an employer address I can put down?
No, I don't think they have an official address. Well, let me check though. I don't think they have an official address.
Call from unavailable.
Let me check which address I can use.
Call from unavailable.
I'll say I think they have an official address. I think they are based in Atlanta. But then I got the job through online.
Okay.
Ball State, use this address, 3680 Wilshire Boulevard.
In Santa Monica?
Wilshire Boulevard.
Wilshire Boulevard. And what city was that in?
This city is, Los Angeles.
Okay, and then is the zip code 90010?
Yes.
Right, and have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yeah.
How long would you say?
No, I mean, no, sorry.
But have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Right. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Oh, this is my doctor. Once I get home, I'll try to provide it.
Okay, that's okay. What's the name of the hospital where you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in UCLA Medical Center. Okay.
The UCLA Medical Center?
Yeah.
Medical Center.
How about UCLA?
I'm sorry?
How about UCLA Medical Center?
Oh, okay. Is it the one?
Yeah.
The one in 1000 West Carson Street?
Yeah.
Right. And then do you remember your physician's name?
My physician's name is, I'll say is James Sheehan.
James, can you spell the last name for me?
E-H-I, then space, Y-E-H.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you. And then when was the last time you were treated?
Last time I was treated was, I'll say, approximately around 20.
What year did you say?
Maybe, I'll say, last time I got treated, let me try to recall.
Okay.
I'll leave February 16th, 2023.
February 16th, 2023.
No, 19th, 2023.
Oh, 19. And then how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Like, I had trouble going back to work. I had trouble, like, doing regular activity. My normal life has changed since then. I don't function like I used to be before. So it's been, not gonna lie, it's been painful. Even though I'm free, I still don't feel 100% all the way there.
Gosh, well, I'm so sorry you're going through that.
Thank you.
And did you receive any treatment for the non-Hodgkin's? Any chemo, radiation?
Yes. I received a blood test and a CAT scan. I also went through a couple of other treatments as well. Had a chemo as well. So they also did a went through like some immunotherapy.
Immunotherapy?
Immunotherapy.
Okay. And then what is your current home address?
14055 Ruby Lane.
And then can you spell the street name for me?
Street name is 14055 Ruby Lane.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that word that you're saying before lane, what is that? Can you spell that one?
L-A-N-E.
Thank you. And the one before that, so 94055. Is it Ruby Lane?
Ruby Lane. Yeah.
Ruby, R-U-B-Y?
Yes.
Ruby Lane. All right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yes.
Okay. And does this person live with you?
Yes. No, it doesn't live with me, like it's a friend of mine.
Okay. And what is the phone number?
The phone number is, let me look into it.
Okay.
Phone number is 508-267-9661.
Thank you. And then the first and last name?
He's to bed school, huh?
Can you spell that for me?
T-O-B-E-C-H-U-K-W.
Right. And your friend's last name?
G-L-E-E-N.
G-L-E-E-N. All right, thank you. And then just to confirm really quick before I send this over to you, your email was T like Tom, O-B-Y-O-H-A at yahoo.com, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then your first name was, again, T like Tom, O-B-E-C-H-U-K-W?
Yeah.
All right. And yes. Have you used DocuSign before?
Yes, in the past.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send this over to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and an email link, whichever one's easier for you to open up.
Yeah. So how does the procedure work? How does it work, those situations?
So once you sign those documents and send them back, then the attorney should receive them and they should give you a call within the next few days to verify your information, and then they can tell you the next steps.
Okay.
And then I'll send you another text from my direct line just in case you had any questions. I'll give you my number and the attorney's.
Okay.
Right. Did you receive the documents?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I just received that. And then I sent you my number and the attorney. So if you haven't heard from them within the next 48 hours, you can let me know and I'll transfer you over to them myself, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course, did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No.
Okay, all right, well, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much.
Of course. Have a good day.
Thank you.